I want to step back from the noise for a moment, because the science stories today are remarkable in a way that feels almost jarring against everything else we've been discussing. NASA finding the first evidence of liquid on Pluto's surface is not a minor result. Pluto is 3.67 billion miles from Earth, in a region of space so cold that nitrogen exists as ice. The New Horizons data being analyzed now shows what appears to be liquid nitrogen rising through cracks in Tombaugh Regio, the heart-shaped glacier that made Pluto's first close-up images so striking in 2015. Liquid nitrogen on Pluto implies a subsurface heat source that planetary scientists don't fully understand yet.
The comparison to Europa and Enceladus is inevitable here. Those moons of Jupiter and Saturn, respectively, have liquid water oceans beneath their ice shells, maintained by gravitational tidal heating. Pluto doesn't have a large enough gravitational body nearby to generate that kind of tidal heat, so if there's liquid nitrogen near the surface, something else is generating warmth. Radioactive decay in the core is one hypothesis. It complicates our models of where in the solar system liquid phases can persist, which in turn complicates the Goldilocks zone concept for habitability.
The supernova detection, astronomers capturing a dying star's first flash of light, is a different kind of scientific achievement. The shock breakout is the moment a stellar explosion's shockwave first reaches the star's surface and escapes into space as visible light. It lasts only minutes to hours, and catching it requires either extraordinary luck or a wide-field telescope survey running continuously. This is the former. A survey camera caught it serendipitously, and follow-up observation confirmed what they'd recorded. The data this provides about stellar interiors and explosion dynamics will be studied for years.
The NASA quantum theory confirmation is equally significant. A 90-year-old prediction in quantum mechanics, the details of which the reporting doesn't fully specify, but likely involves quantum electrodynamics effects predicted by Dirac or Feynman, being confirmed through telescope observation, means the universe is behaving at cosmological scales the way our smallest scale physics equations predicted it would. That kind of cross-scale consistency is exactly what physicists need to build confidence that our theoretical frameworks are pointing in the right direction.
The Punch constellation predicting a solar storm's arrival within 30 minutes, a tenfold improvement over existing capability, has very practical implications beyond the pure science. Solar storms damage satellites, disrupt GPS, and can knock out power grids. The 2003 Halloween storms caused billions in satellite damage and disrupted high-frequency radio communications for weeks. A 30-minute warning versus a 3 to 4 hour warning changes what operators of critical infrastructure can do to protect their systems. This is exactly the kind of dual-use science investment that produces immediate economic value alongside fundamental discovery.
And then there's the SpaceX Falcon 9 upper stage that crashed into the moon. A 4-ton rocket body that's been in an unstable orbit since January 2025 struck the lunar surface near Einstein Crater, appropriately named, at 5,400 miles per hour. This was tracked by amateur astronomers and confirmed by the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. The crater it created will likely be visible in orbital imagery. It's a reminder that Earth orbit and cislunar space are increasingly cluttered with spent hardware, and that the debris problem humanity keeps postponing is creating actual collision events, even if this one was on the moon rather than in Earth orbit.
The most detailed solar images ever recorded from the Daniel K. Inouye Solar Telescope confirmed a long-theorized process involving plasma vortices on the sun's surface. These vortices were theorized to be involved in transporting energy from the solar interior to the corona, which is millions of degrees hotter than the surface below it, a paradox that has puzzled solar physicists for decades. Direct visual confirmation of the vortex mechanism isn't a complete explanation, but it's a major step toward understanding why the corona is so anomalously hot. Elon Musk's comment about memory chips and the solar images don't obviously connect, but both point to the same underlying dynamic. The tools we've built to observe and compute are now powerful enough to confirm things we could only hypothesize before.